This is Ozarks at Large. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is authorizing an experimental plasma therapy program in Arkansas to treat critically ill COVID-19 patients. We have two reports on today's program. First, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich talks with the physician from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences leading the program and the head of the Arkansas Blood Institute. And after that, Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek speaks with a local physician who has treated a number of patients using the therapy and a recovered COVID-19 patient whose plasma donation is an essential part of the treatment.
Tina Ipe, MD, Division Director for University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Transfusion Medicine Services, is investigating the benefits of COVID-19 convalescent plasma therapy.
So COVID convalescent plasma, otherwise known as CCP, is really the liquid part of blood that is collected from individuals who have recovered from COVID-19. So the theory is that individuals that have either been hospitalized or within the community have recovered from COVID, their plasma contains antibodies. And these antibodies then have the capability of help fighting the virus.
Certain individuals infected by the novel coronavirus can spike prolonged high fever and suffer severe respiratory distress, which can be fatal. To help critically ill patients recover, a growing number of healthcare providers in Arkansas are infusing them with antibody-rich plasma donated by recovered COVID-19 patients. So IPE sought approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to sponsor a statewide expanded access treatment program, which FDA conferred in late April. Previously, she says, any patients who received the experimental plasma therapy had to be approved by FDA on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, so right now, the number of patients that we have treated using the single-use access or the emergency investigational new drug pathway is 27.
Of over 4,300 Arkansans diagnosed with coronavirus so far, according to the Arkansas Department of Health, over 3,300 have recovered.
These individuals can and have reached out to us to provide convalescent plasma. So what I want to mention is that the Arkansas Department of Health has been a wonderful partner to the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, whereby they have provided us a list of recovered donors, and we have been slowly going through the list and requesting these donors to go to collecting facilities around Arkansas.
IPE is referring to blood banks such as Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, Arkansas Blood Institute, and other blood collectors accepting plasma donations. As demand for the therapy grows, IPE and her team have streamlined access to treatment now.
By using this program, what it allows is that the hospital registers with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. We would then, provide the convalescent plasma for every patient rather than them having to apply to the FDA using the emergency access pathway.
IPE says candidates for the experimental treatment have to meet certain eligibility criteria.
For example, in the expanded access protocol, it's only for those that are older than 18 years old, that have laboratory confirmed evidence of COVID-19, are currently hospitalized with severe and life-threatening COVID-19 infections, or these are patients whom their treating physicians seem to be at high risk for progressing to severe or life-threatening COVID-19.
The benefits of coronavirus convalescent plasma therapy remain unknown given the treatment is so new, which is why IPE says she and her team have been providing guidance to hospitals and medical centers seeking to use it.
The other thing that we're trying to do with the expanded access pathway is to ensure that there would be cost coverage for this investigational product. So right now we're working on trying to obtain funding so that when a patient does receive this investigational new drug, that an insurance doesn't cover it, that we would have a mechanism to cover the cost of that product.
UAMS, IPE says, is looking for philanthropic funding to offset program development costs as well as to help pay for clinical research. She says the program will also work to keep valuable COVID-19 convalescent plasma in Arkansas.
Our belief is that we're all in this together. And yes, you know, I mean, this is unprecedented times. And unprecedented times call for unprecedented measures.
The nonprofit Arkansas Blood Institute, with three locations in Arkansas, began to collect COVID convalescent plasma in April, says President and CEO John Armitage.
We've got something called BioLinked, which allows our blood donors, if they're interested in using their unique biology to help in research.
ABI has been following national CCP protocol developed by the Mayo Clinic, as well as collaborating with the Arkansas Department of Health and UAMS. He says 30 hospitals have ordered the plasma to treat critically ill patients. Prospective blood donors must submit either to an antibody test or coronavirus RNA test, he says, as well as pass a traditional blood health screening.
And so we're able to collect essentially two or three doses. We can treat two or three patients with a single donation from a single donor.
Arkansas Blood Institute has a stocked inventory of COVID-19 convalescent plasma, Armitage says, but he expects demand will rise sharply once the therapy is scientifically proven and pharmaceutically enhanced. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And I'm Susanna Sitek. Dr. Madhu Kalyan is a pulmonary critical care specialist at Northwest Medical Center in Springdale, who has been treating a number of patients using COVID convalescent plasma therapy.
So far, we have treated 7 patients with COVID convalescent plasma.
That includes Myrna Marquez, the first patient in Northwest Arkansas to receive the treatment. Marquez was discharged from the hospital on April 20th. She had been there for 14 days, with 10 of them spent on a ventilator. That's the medical staff clapping in a video shared by Northwest Medical Center as she's wheeled out of the facility. Dr. Kalyan says in the first few patients he tended to at the start of the outbreak, the team of doctors used COVID convalescent plasma therapy in combination with a number of other medications.
So in the beginning, you know, the first few patients got treatment with hydroxychloroquine and Zithromax, as well as the IL-6 inhibitor, which is called Actemra.
Hydroxychloroquine is the malaria drug touted by President Trump as a treatment for coronavirus during the first few weeks of the pandemic. Some physicians have been using it in combination with Zithromax, an antibiotic that's used to treat different types of infections. Since then, research on the combination's effectiveness has come back mixed. Actemra, meanwhile, is an arthritis drug that also initially showed some promise as a possible treatment for coronavirus. But recent studies also returned to mixed results. Dr. Kalyan says the last 3 severely ill coronavirus patients at Northwest Medical Center have only been treated with COVID convalescent plasma.
The last 3 patients where we have used just the convalescent plasma seem to have an early recovery, as well as lessening the severity of the disease sooner, requiring less oxygen, the respiration rate improving, and the oxygenation improving than with the medications that we used in the past.
Kalyan says Northwest Medical Center was one of the first hospitals to become registered with the Mayo Clinic Institutional Review Board, which got U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval to provide access to COVID convalescent plasma treatment to registered hospitals.
So we wanted to try everything that was being tried at other hospitals so that we could use that experience sooner here at Northwest Medical Center rather than wait for too long before we start using the COVID convalescent plasma.
At the moment, there are no approved antiviral medications for COVID-19. So Kalyan says physicians are relying on treatments described in medical literature or clinical experiences at other hospitals.
It looks like COVID convalescent plasma has been working. And of course, the use of COVID convalescent plasma dates back to 1800s, and it has been used with other respiratory illnesses, including SARS, MERS, and also studies have shown that they use the convalescent plasma even during the Spanish pandemic flu.
Kalyan says the data on every patient who is treated with COVID convalescent plasma at Northwest Medical Center goes back to the Mayo Clinic for compilation and analysis.
And we are still learning from this. So I think, you know, it will take some time for us to put all the data together and come up with definitely evidence that it's going to be very effective.
The COVID convalescent plasma that doctors at Northwest Medical Center are using comes to them from the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, which is where Clay Helder made his donation after recovering from coronavirus several weeks ago.
As far as symptoms go, I was very lucky. The worst of it was a very high fever at one point. I think I got up to about 103 within the first couple of days, and it was fluctuating for the next week or so. And then the rest of it was just a pretty bad cough that lasted the full 2 weeks that I was in isolation.
Helder, who is the son of Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder, contracted coronavirus back in March. He says he was driving from New York City, where he currently lives, to see his grandfather, who had been in the last stages of lung cancer.
Along with a friend of mine, I decided to get out of the city because they kind of changed the estimated time that he had left from months to days. And so it was a very quick process. And so I decided to get in a rental car, put on a mask and gloves, and drive 19 hours home.
About an hour outside of Northwest Arkansas, Helder says he started developing a cough.
And so instead of going anywhere else, we were planning on going to visit my grandpa and all these things. But we decided to go straight to my parents' house. We wiped down all the surfaces. And we quarantined in our rooms. My parents have two guest rooms. I quarantined in my bedroom that I grew up in, and I stayed there for 2 weeks.
Both Helder and his friend who had come with him tested positive for COVID-19.
I think that the most afraid that I was at any point during that process was the potential for getting someone else sick.
Eventually, Helder recovered, and about 27 days after that, he says he got a call from the Arkansas Department of Health asking if he'd be interested in donating plasma.
I had never donated plasma before. I have sort of a fear of needles, and so the prospect of that was a little bit terrifying, to put it lightly, but I think it's easy to feel helpless in the time that we're currently living in. So I think whenever I got that call, telling me that donating plasma could help somebody who potentially desperately needs it, who's on a ventilator and is in bad shape, I think anyone would jump at the opportunity to help someone hopefully feel like they aren't in this alone and that they're seen and cared about.
Helder went to the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, where his blood was drawn, then cycled through equipment that separates the plasma, which is collected in a container while the other parts of the blood are returned to the body.
Everybody was so nice, and their entire staff is so warm and welcoming. And it just makes that uncomfortable process as comfortable as they can possibly make it.
Helder says a few minutes of discomfort shouldn't dissuade recovered coronavirus patients from making a donation.
You know, this donation could be the difference between life and death for somebody. And I think that that shouldn't be taken lightly. And I think that donating plasma as a former COVID patient is probably the best way to feel like you're making a difference.
Donors can give plasma every 28 days. So Helder says he plans to keep making donations for as long as he can.
I'm planning on going back on the 20th, and I'm bringing the friend that's been isolated in my parents' house with me. Hopefully help out as many people as we can.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Dr. Madhu Kalyan says he also wants the public to know, aside from COVID convalescent therapy, Arkansas hospitals now have access to a drug called remdesivir. Recent studies have shown it can speed up recovery time in severely ill coronavirus patients. This week, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced the state is receiving enough of the drug to treat 50 patients who meet the criteria.